May the Lord infuse us with wisdom, courage, and resolve. Amen. Mother Claire began, "Times are changing, dear ones. There are many who are not pretending that 2012 is just a movie. It is based on fact. We are being hit by waves and waves of radiation coming from deep outer space. As a matter of fact, we are now sustaining steady waves of energy. The Earth's core is heating up. Nickel is coming to the surface from the Mariana Trench, which is now a gaping crack with liquid nickel escaping from the core of the Earth. This is no time to sit on the fence. Everything that can be shaken in this world is being shaken, and yet more is to come. What we have been praying against for so many years is now coming to fruition. We are slightly beyond wars and rumors of wars. We are starting into the tribulation, and the rapture could happen at any moment. The wild storms circling the globe are evidence of God's judgment being released. Please, beloved ones, take stock of your life and repent of any evil you have done. Make peace with those who have hurt you. Forgive as Jesus has forgiven you. This is not optional. This is a must. I seriously doubt that those who have not repented will go in the rapture. These times are so turbulent that Jesus asked us to watch 2012 again. The whole community was deeply impacted and are aware that time is very, very short." The Blessed Virgin began speaking, "I am pleased, my children, that you have taken this movie to heart. That is why my son asked all of you to watch it, because tragedies such as these are coming upon the earth, and it should bring to life how very short life is going to be for so many. One of the most painful things for my son is the indifference of chosen souls. You have all been asked to pray because similar events such as these are about to take place around the world. You are praying ahead for them and investing in their salvation. You have been chosen to be standing in the gap for the unsaved, and your prayers mean all the world to my son and so very many souls, not yet Christians. You are truly at the hub of the wheel, while those out in the field are on the rim. This has been instituted to make provision for them, because all through their lives they have neglected their souls, even as some of you have done in the past. This is one very great offering of charity. You are for the most part hidden, so man cannot make a spectacle of you. One thing I can tell you is that this has so much more fruit than if you had gone to the rim of the wheel, that is, out into the world with hands-on assistance. Remember, this is when you are tempted to run to the rim and help. You are touching so many more by your prayers than you ever thought possible. Stand firm, my children. Stand firm."